The Scottish are certain that they invented the game of golf over 500 years ago, but the Chinese, the French, and even the Dutch have also made such claims in the past. We may never know who first played the game, but does this ancient sport really have a place in the modern world? When the US golf team stepped off the plane in Ireland recently at the beginning of the Ryder Cup competition, they were dressed head to toe in matching tweed suits and Fair Isle knitwear. It seemed they wanted to invoke golf history, roots, and traditions, but in fact, most commentators and spectators thought they just looked plain daft. At the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St Andrews in Scotland, the traditions, rules, and regulations of golf are still alive and well. Some say the numbers of do's and don'ts can seem pretty overwhelming, while others say the golfing code of conduct allows golf to maintain its sporting values in spite of becoming a multi-million pound international industry. At the heart of golf's rules are two principles: respect for the course and respect for fellow golfers. Examples include not talking during a player's swing, not disturbing a player who's putting on the green, and replacing divots. Tiger Woods, the Thai American player, is currently the world's number one golf professional. He's also the face of one of the world's biggest management consulting companies, Accenture. In today's global marketplace, everyone is looking for a way to get ahead, and having the trusted Tiger Woods as a spokesperson might just give this company the edge it's looking for. In China, golf lessons are going to be compulsory for some students at Xiamen University, where its president, Zhu Chongxi, recently said it will teach students communication skills and benefit their future careers. So, it seems the ancient art of golf and the modern world of commerce have found a happy balance together all around the globe.